Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar, and I am with you once again this month, as always. This month, we have a fantastic show lined up for you. I got a chance to interview Dennis DeKleva, and Dennis is a guy that I have worked with on many different occasions through lots and lots of different projects, whether it be at church or at Folklorama or, you know, in lots of different capacities. And we got a chance to sit down and chat for a little while about, you know, some of his history working in the choir, working in Folklorama, and of course the upcoming Downtown Choir project, which we're putting in a little bit of a plug for. On top of that, we have some exciting news from right here in Winnipeg, and of course we have some fantastic music for you, so let's get started. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar. I am sitting here in Dennis DeKleva's living room, and he is sitting right across the table. He is sitting right across the table from me. And we're here today to talk a little bit about...
What a blast.
We're going to talk about a little bit about the choir. We're going to talk a little bit about the Downtown Choir Project. So before we start, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what your sort of role and position is in the community.
Okay, so... needless to say, I'm sure everybody knows me. My name is Dennis DeKleva, and I have been a parishioner at Our Lady of Lourdes from its inception with my dear mommy and family, and it's nice to be talking with you all today.
Excellent. Now, you direct the choir at the church.
Among other things.
What's that like? I mean, like, you and I have worked together for a long time. We've worked together on a lot of different projects, but I don't think we've ever actually talked about, like, what it's like running the choir at the church, because you've done it for so long.
Well, it's been a long time, 30-plus years for sure, and what can I say? I mean, you go to school, you develop a passion for something, and all of a sudden it leads you, you know, God's hand leads you to kind of these exciting musical adventures that I've had the fortune of being part of.
Right. And we've, you know, you and I have played together many times, you know, whether it's choir at the church or on stage at Folklorama.
Absolutely.
And doing all kinds of different things.
Once again.
Oh, yeah. Always a blast. What is it that keeps you motivated and driven to keep doing these things after so many years?
Well, you know what? There really isn't anything to say except that it was a deep-rooted, innate kind of passing on from another generation of love for music. A fond story that I heard about my own dad. My own dad was always heard coming into the village, whistling and singing, coming back from work. So I guess you could kind of say that there was some kind of a hereditary relationship there. So I guess I God gave me that ability to do something.
Awesome. Yeah, and so. I know whenever we have big celebrations at the church and the choir is featured, it's always something that people, when they leave, they're like, wow, that was great. The choir was really spot on tonight. You know, whether it's just at Mass every Sunday or something bigger like Easter or Christmas, it's always, you know, people always compliment what the choir is doing. And
those are some very humble compliments for sure. But, you know, as a person who really loves to listen to music, there's always something you can do better.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of what drives me as well. And with my sidekick, Andy, of course, Andy and I, like, we've been inseparable for that 30 plus years, going back to introducing ourselves to our old fellas as one group, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, we took a lot of pride, the two of us, in having those guys develop into such a wonderful group of singers. I mean, they could sing already, and gosh, it was such a wonderful experience for the both of us, I'm sure.
Well, I know when I talked to the boys from Tree Glove a couple of months ago at the picnic, one of the things that they said was they were really inspired by those Vaughn singers and those performances they used to see, that they saw growing up. And, you know, they only caught the tail end of that sort of thing.
Hopefully they didn't catch the dancing on tables, though. So
no.
Hopefully they missed that
part. Even I missed that part. But I remember hearing all those songs at church. Yeah. You know, like I'm you know, about 10 years older than they are. And I remember hearing those guys in full at Christmas masses, at Easter masses, you know, serving and seeing up in the choir, you know.
Oh, I certainly do have my favorites, that's for sure. Those guys had this beautiful, beautiful bell tone voices, all of them. So from Micha singing his psalm at Christmas, Easter time, and Vlado singing Kobia Svonchik. If you guys get a chance, you should actually check that out. I'm sure there's some copies on it on YouTube or somewhere.
Sure. I think there is. Yeah. And, for me, certainly having a chance to sing some of those songs with some of those guys was an unbelievable experience. And just being, there's like an aura about it, right? Like you said, there's this sort of...
For sure an aura.
Yeah.
For sure an aura.
When you're in it and you're standing right next to them and it's like, wow, you know, I listened to this song growing up and I always knew it was a beautiful song. But then when you're there and you're sort of inside that music and experiencing it that close, it's really something else.
Yeah. I can tell you, I'm sure the people out there, our older people can recall Tony Pickle leading the choir, and that was my first fond memory of Tony taking his son Stan and myself together and teaching us to sing a Christmas Eve song as well. And that just set the whole wheels in motion for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And thankful, I've made a point of thanking Tony after I'd graduated from college as well, to thank him for inspiring me with his love for music and being able to bring it into me. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, Big Mike too.
Yep. So that's where we've been. Let's talk about where we're going. A number of years ago, you started, along with a couple other groups, this downtown choir project. And this has grown into something that's become, I think, an annual tradition. I think it's happened every year, right?
Clearly, I don't want to take the credit for that. The credit actually should go to the Chaucer, Stephanie, and Stan for setting that in motion. You know, Stan's and Stephanie's ideas coming back from Calgary, where they saw a lot of musical environment in the churches in Calgary, and so they wanted to bring that infection back here, and it seems to be working.
So take me back to like Stan and Stephanie first approaching you with this idea, and so they say, you know, Dennis, this is what we want to do. What's like your first thought about this project?
Well, interesting. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure if I can answer it, but I mean, except to say that any kind of musical adventure that we have an opportunity to do, and especially since I've been working with the church choir for these many years, it was something new and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly something new and fresh. And I believe you may have mentioned off the mic here that what was really a neat experience for yourself was just seeing how these different Christian faiths show and demonstrate their love of God through their song, So that was really the most exciting part of it for me.
Yeah, and you know, like we've been down the street from this Baptist church forever,
exactly.
Like for as long as I know.
You actually should go on to City of Winnipeg Pictures, historical pictures site, and there's actually a picture of the Baptist church in its original form. At that time, I can remember it still had kind of the roof shingle walls surrounding it. Yeah, I can remember that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and so they've been down the block from us for forever.
Yeah,
and we've never really tagged up. And you know, part of that is because we sort of like, I always remember them sort of just getting started as we were always leaving.
Yeah, that's still the case now.
And that's still the case.
I'll even wave at them now. I'll honk my horn and say, hello, how are you guys doing?
Me too. Yeah. And it's so nice to like just meet them and be like, wow, you're our neighbors and we never had a chance to kind of get together. And I feel like this, one of the things that has sort of spurned from this Downtown Choir Project is this this connection between these two groups.
A community connection.
Yeah,
exactly.
From two like really different groups of people.
Yeah.
And I think one of my favorite memories is, I think it was after the second Downtown Choir Project, and we went downstairs into the hall of their church afterwards, and I was standing there talking to one of their head guys, and we had put out all the dainties and all the pastries and the food and everything, and he looked at me and goes, "You guys eat like this every Sunday?" I'm like, "Yeah, man.
Yeah, we do.
We do this every Sunday." And he goes, "You know, we don't really start here till like 11:30. I could probably come."
Absolutely.
And eat and then come down.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, anytime, man, you just wander on down. Absolutely. And we'll be happy to have you.
That's right. No one leaves the Slovenian church starving. That's
no.
for sure.
And it's like, you know, those kind of interactions are so, I think, few and far between from people. And it was awesome, not only on a religious level, to kind of see how they worship,
yeah,
which is so different from ours.
Absolutely.
And so interesting. But also on like a cultural sort of personal level to see just how the two different groups operate.
Well, and I have to tell you, some of the experiences that I've had in my life, having the opportunity to sing with the University of Manitoba Singers, a group that went to Europe. One of our main and most adventurous journeys were always going to different churches and singing at them, and then getting an opportunity to see how they worship. You know, some will worship as we do with hymn books. Some throw the hymn books away and just have some fun with the rhythm and just the life of the music. You know.
Mm-hmm. So the plan is to do this again this year.
The plan is to do it again this year. This is number four, I believe. This is number four.
Yes, I think so.
This is number four. And Stephanie Trossar, again, she's behind the scenes getting some things happening for that. And hopefully we'll be able to share a date. But the date, of course, will come in that Advent season, the beginning of that Advent season.
Sure. So sometime like sort of beginning of December.
Right. And location to be announced at this time too.
And is it just going to be us and the Baptist Church? And
good question.
So we've had St. Mary's in the past, right? I think that
we've had St. Mary's. We've had the Elmwood Church. Mm-hmm. In fact, excuse me, the Downtown Choir Project was at the Elmwood Church last year. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Baptist Church, and I think there are some olive branches being spread to a couple of other churches that we hope to have involved as well. And I think we have a charity set for as well, the House of Peace. We're going to donate the proceeds to the House of Peace. So everybody, come on down to the concert.
Yep.
Knowing you know you're going to have a good entertainment, and we've got I hope. With everybody on board, we have a surprise for the end of the concert.
Oh.
So, you're going to have to be there for that. Everybody's going to have to be there for that.
So
they can join in, too.
Absolutely.
They can join in, too.
So keep your eyes and ears open for any announcements coming forthwith about said Downtown Choir Project.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a good time.
Is that our keyword? It's going to be a blast.
That's going to be the one. I think that's going to be on the posters for the event. So one of the things that I often ask people that come on the show of varying demographic backgrounds is things they'd like to see for the community going forward.
Okay.
I'll put that to you. As somebody who's been involved in lots of different aspects of the community and the church, but also in like the folkloric end of the community as well. What are some of the things that maybe you would like to see, not just for the choir, but maybe on the whole for the community going forward in the next like five years, 10 years, however long down the road?
Well, I'll say this to start off with. It does appear that we have a younger group of Slovenian community now that is spreading their love of music a little bit now too, and I'm excited for that. I want to see them grow as a group, and the invitation's out there, boys. Come on up. Boy oh boy, it would be nice to have a Christian pop mass, hint hint, nudge nudge, wink wink. So Going to that, I did have an opportunity to listen to Mary's interview with you, and I know she mentioned how if she had a wish and a hope that we could actually become a little bit more bilingual with a little bit more English involvement in our services. And hey, you know, that would be a fantastic thing to do. The key thing, though, is that people who have an interest in doing that, you have to come on upstairs and let us know that you're interested in doing that. If we had an interest, it would just probably put the fire under everybody, you know, to go for it. You know, we can make a project out of this. And anyone who's interested, we can sit down and let's plan it out. You know, but it's to count on one person to be able to lead that. You know, we know that there's a saying that says, you know, the bees that stir the pot, right? You know, it takes many bees to make it work. Sure. You know? And yeah.
And I mean, there's
it'll be a blast.
It'll be a blast. It'll be lots of blasting of things all
but
over the place.
You know, I'll have to get a chance to go listen to the boys a little bit more too, and you know. Andy and I would love to participate if there was some kind of a group project to do with just the folk aspect of it as well.
Sure. And so, like, for sure, if you're at all interested in participating in those sorts of things, and if you have ideas about stuff, they for sure can come talk to you.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Email address, ddeclava@retsd.mb.ca.
There you go.
There you go.
If you have ideas,
bring them on down.
Religious, ecumenical, or folkloric in nature.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't hesitate to get in there and flex those muscles a little bit.
That's right. It could be a blast.
It could be a blast. We could be blasting things all over the place.
Exactly.
Because I think you're right. I think we do have a lot of really
there's young talent.
Talented musicians in our community, and to get those people out and involved, you know, we may not know what it's going to look like down the road.
No.
Right.
Isn't that what makes it interesting and exciting?
You know, sure, a little scary too. But
well, sure, you're probably heading into the unknown. But with everybody working together, that unknown becomes a focused bundle of joy.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a blast.
I mean, like I said, I talked to the guys, and we talked a lot about, you know, music as a way to connect to your cultural background. And I told them, I was like, you know, one of the things that I love about doing this show is I get to listen to all different kinds of Slovenian music. I get to listen to traditional stuff. I get to listen to bands like Novi Spomini, who came here not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they play a very sort of traditional sounding type of music. I get to listen to bands that we were talking about just before we came on the air. I get to talk about you know, bands like Trash Candy and bands like Chetahoochee, and we've played on this show, and Elvis Jackson and all these amazing like ska and punk and rock and traditional polka stuff.
Well, I hope people don't label me as a traditionalist. I mean, I'm certainly open-minded enough to being a band teacher now for 28 years. I've developed a love for every genre of music, and if there's an opportunity to be able to do that with the church or even my groups at school, that's what's the fun part.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a traditionalist. You just have to experiment and
that's right.
And test the musical waters.
Yep. And if there is one thing that we learned from this Downtown Choir project and seeing the way the other groups worship and play music and engage,
isn't that cool?
That's so cool. And it shows that our community is willing to get on board with that. You know, I heard a lot of people saying after the one that we did at the Baptist Church, they were like, "That was so cool. That was so neat. Yeah. Can we do that at our church? Can we do stuff like that at our church?" And it's like, yeah, we can. But like you said, we need bodies. We need people.
Oh, sure. You know? Like there's passionate people that still want to be involved in the nth degree, you know. And if there are people that want to come on and show us what they like and, you know, make it happen. And I'm looking forward to the Downtown Choir Project. As I said earlier, there is a surprise for the end of the concert. It'll be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be something. I'm not going to go on record and say that there might be fireworks involved, but who knows, yeah. Right? We might be blasting all kinds of things all over the place.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Is there anything else that you want to shout out before we tie it all together? And
well, let's see. I have to thank God for the opportunities that He's given me. I have to thank Him for my family, my wife, my kids, my mother, my brother, my sister, all of my family, and my dear friends. I hope that with my dear friends, I'll get a chance to see you involved a little bit more with our future endeavors.
Future endeavors.
It'll be a blast.
Yes.
It'll be a blast.
Awesome. And we're going to play a song. You wanted a song. I always get my guests to try and say something they want to see, something they want to hear, or listen to something they want to hear. And so do you want to tell us what the song is going
to
be?
Oh, gosh. I'll give you a little a rundown on it as well. I have to tell you... came across this group and I've had a chance to listen to some of their instrumental polkas and waltzes and this one just struck me. I found this a few months ago, and I Andy, if you're out there, I might, and Vera, I might have shared it with you on your email, but it's a great title. It's called Primami Smoses Brali. And it's a male choir ballad, and it's beautiful. When I listen to it, it just brings me back to listening to Zvon, being with the boys, Vlado, Miha, Slavko, Tony, the both Joes. This is an epitome, and it's a tribute to them as well, of course, to all the mothers out there, and particularly to my dear mother, who without her support, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you right now with such excitement and joy. It'll be a blast.
It'll
be a blast.
So the name of the band is?
Ensemble Namir.
Namir, and the song was, one more time?
Oh, okay, you're going to quiz me here now. The iPad's off now.
Okay.
Primamo Sesmos Brali, I believe, is
perfect.
The title.
So we will throw to that. Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Well, again, our key word, it was a blast.
It was a blast. Thank you very much.
Right on.
Prima mi smo se zbrali, pri žlahtni materi, da bi izkazali, kar nam srci veli, da rekli bi zahvale i tople iz srca. Veliko so nam dale ti roke iz zlata. Budi pozdravljena, mati slovinska, ruža mogota si naših družin. Tvoja je vloga bodrila ustajenska, tebi hvaližna sta širka in sin. Kar nas je pisnikov si i zapojmo, pisem zahvale se najglasi. Za domovino in rod se ne bojmo, dokler nam mati slovinska živi. Za domovino in rod se ne bojmo, dokler nam mati slovinska živi. Prima mi smo se zbrali, pri žlahtni materi, priznanje smo ji dali, zapili skrive i njim prijazni glas. Besede ljubeznive so božale vse nas. Budi pozdravljena, Mati Slovenska, Ruža čarobna si naših družin. Tvoja je vloga krepčila ustajenska, tebi hvaližna sta širka in sin. Kar nas je pisnikov si zapojmo, pisem zahvale se najglasi. Za domovino in rod se ne bojmo, Mati Slovenska najvično živi. Za domovino in rod se ne bojmo, Mati Slovenska najvično živi.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Dennis said, that was Ensemble Namir with Primami Smoza Zbrali. Well, folks, we have a few dates to mark on your calendars coming up. The first one is October 20th, and that is going to be the membership / volunteer evening. This is always a good time, always great food. Come on out. If you volunteered for stuff, if you're a member, you have some great food. There's going to be more information posted on the website upcoming. Also on November 19th at 11:30 a.m., there is going to be a CSCS meeting in the church hall. Aside from sort of CSCS news, there's some Folklorama news to share with you if you haven't been getting the emails or you haven't been keeping up to date. Christina Majowski, I'm going to send a shout out to her. She has decided to step away from the Tree Glove Dance Group. You know, Christina has taught a lot of people in this community how to dance, present company included. I learned how to polka, you know, with Christina, and, you know, it was a great time. I really enjoyed my time in the dance group, but she's felt that now is the time to take a step back. And in her place stepping up is Miranda Terry, and we are so excited. I am so excited. I know Miranda is going to do a great job. She's so passionate about that art form. And, you know, she's just going to do such a great job. I'm so looking forward to seeing what she puts together with the dance group. Also, on sort of some Folklorama news, we have our coordinators for next year. So I want to also send a shout out to Marco and Sabrina Simonich, who are going to be coordinating this year at Folklorama. You know, after last year and we didn't get to do the pavilion, a lot of people were kind of really sad about it, and you know, Marco and Miranda really stepped up and took that responsibility on, because it is a huge responsibility, but I know they're going to do a great job, and I am very much looking forward to it. We're also still looking for a Rosemarine teachers. We're looking for some people to teach the Rosemarine dance group, so if you are interested in maybe getting some experience working with children, you know, being a part of the community, contributing in that way, please do not hesitate to get in contact with one of the members of the board and let them know, but do not hesitate. If you have any sort of passion for that, you know, there are lots of people in the community who can help you, point you in the right direction. I'm sure they would be more than happy to do so. So if you're interested in that, by all means, put your name in the hat. Coming up, we have a really nice poppy song. I wanted to throw something kind of a little more high energy in the middle of the show. So we have a song by a female artist named Alia, and the song is called Car.
Not, bitch, the man, ten months.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to bring us to the end of our show this month. It's been my pleasure to put this show on for you. I want to thank our sponsors, the Canadian-Slovenian Cultural Society, for making this show possible and for allowing me to do it. I also want to thank you for taking time out of your day to throw this on and listen to it. Thank you very much for doing that. If there is anything that you want to hear on the show, whether it be requests, dedications, your favorite Slovenian songs, just send me an email at slowpegpodcast@gmail.com. That's S-L-O-P-E-G podcast@gmail.com. And I will do my best to get your requests on our show. We're going to finish up with a song today by a singer called Peter Lovšin. And he's playing with a band that we've played on this show before, Bigfoot Mama. It's a really nice song. It's got a sort of a rocky, bluesy kind of vibe to it. And it's called Ti Lahko. And I thought it was a nice way to end the show. It's a really catchy song. So thank you once again for listening, and we'll see you next month.
Дай завърт назад, ескорай.